Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, are we all set, Brother Kurt?
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, even in these earthen vessels. We would hear what the Spirit says, Lord. I would do what you would have me to do. We need your help in everything, Lord. But we confess that thou art God and that we are children of God. And that the kingdom of God is within us. So speak to us, O God, we would hear what the Spirit saith. We would be doers of the word, lovers of the truth, lovers of God, faithful servants and faithful stewards. Let it be so, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. Is humility one of God's virtues? Huh? Does God know anything about humility? Really? That's different than proud. How about repentance? Does God know anything about repentance? Hmm? Hallelujah. He knows about all of that. Huh? Humility? Repentance? We'll read about repentance. Well, we'll just read the Bible, okay? And we have prayed, so we believe God that the Lord will have his way. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 7. Part of it's already there, see? Brother Stair made quite the ado about this. I mean, long and hard he expounded on this. This is one of his ram and the goats. Everybody understand? So I'm going to preach on it. Can you hear me? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves. Let us cleanse ourselves. Let us cleanse ourselves. From all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. There it is again.
Amen.
I mean holy, but more perfectly. Perfecting holiness. How? In the fear of God. Receive us, Paul said, we have wronged no man. We have corrupted no man. We have defrauded no man. Great is my boldness of speech toward you. Great is my glorying of you. I am filled with comfort. And he said, I am exceeding joyful in all our tribulation. All right. You all understand we don't have to be sorry because we're in tribulation, because the enemy is on our back. We're joyful in all of our tribulation. Huh? We would let patience have her perfect work that we may perfect ourselves in holiness in the fear of God. For when we came unto Macedonia, our flesh had no rest, but we were troubled on every side. Without were fightings, within were fears. Nevertheless, God that comforteth those that are cast down, comforted us by the coming of Titus. And not by his coming only, but by the consolation wherewith he was comforted in you. See, manifold. He was comforted, they was comforted. All right? I would comfort you this morning. Would you comfort me? Well, though I made... And not by his coming only, but by the consolation wherewith he was comforted in you. When he told us your earnest desire, your mourning, your fervent mind toward me, so that I rejoiced the more. For though I made you sorry with a letter, I do not repent, though I did repent, for I perceive that the same epistle hath made you sorry, though it were but for a season. Now I hope not that ye were made sorry, but that ye sorrow to repentance. For ye were made sorry after a godly manner, that you might receive damage by us in nothing. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. But the sorrow of the world worketh death. For behold, the selfsame thing that ye sorrowed after godly sort, what carefulness it wrought in you. Yea, what clearing of yourselves, yea, what indignation, yea, what fear, yea, what vehement desire, yea, what zeal, yea, what revenge. In all things you have approved yourselves to be clear in this matter. Well, that's how repentance works. Huh? Glory, glory. It's just like believing, you know. He that believeth and is baptized. That's how repentance is. It's ongoing. Otherwise, you start and you take it back. You know, the playing footsie. If it's repentance, it's ongoing. Which means that it always brings forth some fruit. All right? But we aren't going to just talk about it. We're going to put it to the test. Now, about this project, we said that we wanted accounting, which is only right. Any board member can ask for accounting, and certainly we want an accounting. Not well this, that. We want to see it in writing. We bought this, it costs that. We bought this, it costs that. That's how we want it. That's accounting. Okay? Is that a problem? A couple of days should be enough. I mean, you already told me. If you don't have to go back and figure it out. We want to see it in writing. A dinks boost, $500. A hoe, $100,000. A rake, $250,000. We want to see it like that. Is this wrong?
No.
Good. I know it's not. But repentance would have brought this forth already. You see what I'm saying? So we're urging and pushing now. You see what I'm saying? I know what repentance works. I repent all the time.
Amen.
Rightfully so.
Amen.
Yeah, I just shouldn't have to be kicked to repent. And repentance has some fruit. Not this proud arrogant. I mean some humility. Some godly sorrow. Huh? So we want to see the layout of this. I mean, it's a project that we undertook. We're told to count the cost. So we want to see the cost for what we spent, where we get the fuel for this, all of that. I mean, the cost. We want to see that in writing so we can say, here, saints, this is how it's going. Is that fair enough?
Yes.
Now, we shouldn't have to ask this. You see what I'm saying? This is grievous for me to say this. The folk who say they love God and want to work righteousness. But I'm appealing to you to work righteousness, you know. I'm going to continue to do this because you said you wanted to. I'm going to prove you.
Amen.
And since we are sons of God, we're called to work righteousness. Yeah. Peter said, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. But every man that fear God and work righteousness. Work righteousness. Work right is accepted by him. So we're here to work righteousness. That's in everything. Of course, we don't do very well because some of us are slow learners. We're stiff-necked. We're hard-hearted. We're self-seeking. And all of that gets in the way of doing what we need to do. Gets in the way of how you hear. So I need to say some things before. You don't have to cut this out, Brother Kirk. Rose had some dental implants. She paid with them. She paid for it with money from a trust left by her father. She's not able. There's stipulations. She cannot give it to the ministry. If she could, she would. I know I said it, but you know how we hear, so I'm saying it over again. The money that she's using for the implant is a trust money. And this is one of the things she can use it for. She cannot give it to the. And even to do this, she have to, you know, pull teeth and whatever, because her sister, Tricia, is the executor of it. And Tricia acts like it's hers. All right. So I want to say that because, you know, sometimes we don't hear. Oh, Rose got a dental implant. Yeah, but she paid with it with money that she could not give to. She's not able to give that money. Also, I must say that Timothy and Ron, they're going to see their mother. Tim is the son by biological means, or Ron is. Timothy is the adopted son. Because like I said, when Ron's mother came, she adopted all of us. Also, she is footing the expense. The ministry is not paying for them to go. Their mother is paying for them to go. I want to say this out in the open because I tell you, because our hearts are hard, we don't hear right. What I'm doing is being accountable, or making accountability. All right? So they are going with my approval and consent. She was coming here, but she's an old woman. She used to drive to Oklahoma from Texas. She started out driving here, but she couldn't make it, so she went back. So that's her heart and her desire. Otherwise, we wouldn't sanction this. But she's sanctioned us. Oh, yeah. So repentance is ongoing. It brings fruit with it. Remember John? John wasn't fooled at all. You know, they came with the, hey, we want to be baptized. That's why we're here. We are being baptized, you know. If we're not here to be baptized, we don't know what we're in for. Do you remember Jesus told the ones that were seeking to be the greatest? We know about that, though, don't we? Do we understand that the least is the greatest? How well do we understand that? Now, us saying we're the least doesn't make it. No, no, no. Us saying, well, I humble myself. That, you know, I've heard people pray, Lord, I come to you as humble as I know how. Well, some of us don't know how very well. You know, that's not too commendable for some of us. If we come to the Lord as humble as we know how. Because some of our humility is so proud. Now, God is wise, you know. He's got old wretched man. You know, he knows all about pride, wretchedness, corruption, deception. Y'all know I know that? You know why? I'm a man. Now, the question is, can God work some righteousness through that wretched man? See, this is faith. The other part is he working righteousness? That's judgment. Everybody hear me? Huh? That's judgment. All right, so we do need judgment, don't we? We need faith, too. So can God do it? Oh, yeah, God can. Well, is he doing it? We need the judgment, righteous judgment. Is that all right? If you make a righteous judgment, then come on, let's go with me. Stop opposing me. Because when you do, you oppose yourself. I'm not opposing you. Or you keep talking about this project. We want to work the righteousness in it. That's why. I'm not out for revenge. I'm out for righteousness. Now, you have to discern that. But if you're out for righteousness, it won't be a problem. That's what God requires of us. He's imputed unto us his righteousness, took away all of our unrighteousness, so we could represent him, be faithful witnesses. In the condition we were in, we couldn't work right, no matter what we did. Folk that are not born, they ain't nothing the world can do right. Nothing we can do right outside of Christ. Yeah, when we do right, that's when we're in the body. Everything outside the body is sin. No matter what it is. You dig a pond, cut down a tree. Outside the body, it's sin. When I was in school, I didn't stay very long, you know. I didn't stay for the full course. I started out well. Then I got distracted. Easy for teenagers to get distracted. So I was distracted. Most of my life, I was greatly restricted, you know. Rightfully so. But, you know, when I got a little taste of the wild, I said, man, let me try some of this. And I did. But I did learn a few things because actually when I started and applied myself, I did very well in school. It was when I got distracted that pretty soon I lost interest. But we'd have this teaching where we'd read something and we would have to come up with the topic and the subject. Anybody ever do that exercise? You know, they taught us about a sentence. And it's got, you know, subject. And sometimes it's pretty tricky, you know. Talks about an apple and a man sitting under the tree and what? Well, what's the subject? I'm saying that to say this. With whatever we say, there's a subject. There's a main idea. That's natural and spiritually. You understand? in my talking here, there's a subject, there's a main idea, there's a purpose and an intent. This is how you hear. Now, I learned to do it very well by the grace of God. I didn't learn it in school. God taught it me. So in hearing, then you also got to know how to respond. Because a lot of things that go on in conversation has nothing to do with the topic. You have to weed those out, you know. But sometimes we get distracted. Just stick with the subject, you know. This is how you do it. That's distraction. So I like to stick with the subject. And of course, he's Jesus Christ. So whatever we're talking about, if we're talking about pawns or building a house or sweeping the floor, when I talk, the subject is Jesus Christ. And I can discern that. It's not so much what you talk about, it's how you talk about it. And if a subject is Jesus Christ, it always have a purpose and intent of righteousness. His righteousness. And we aren't going to get there if we are partial or respect of persons. You know, I like how Dave preach. I don't like how Pastor Rice preach. Maurice been here a long time. I'll believe him. And Roger just showed up. See, that's foolishness. Don't tell me we don't do it. This is just the default. This is how man does. But by God's grace, I'm sticking to the topic. Yeah. Jesus Christ is the protagonist. We do all things and everything because and for him. Amen. Not because we like. So we need to work some repentance. It's the right thing to do. I mean, if we can do it, we are blessed. If we can't do it, we're damned. Now the questions come up about, you know, going getting things for folk, which is not a problem. Still, judgments require. If Brother Spencer say, you give me one of them harlots and bring back, I'm not going to do that. That's against what we're doing. Even if he say, get me some of them French fries, I'll say, nope, I won't do that. We put too much work in the potatoes we bought. You see how we have to use judgment? Now, that there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not advocating that anybody get everything y'all ask for. Especially not to take it to your house and we don't know what it is. I'm working righteousness. I'm not advocating that. That's not right. We need to use some discernment. You know, that's why parents have children. That's why we have each other. Huh? We can prove each other out, right? Yeah, we don't want to just get everything you all ask for. That's not right. Especially seeing your record. Well, you know, after seeing your record. You know, God, if we just make our own choice, you know it won't be right. Seeing our record, that's why God tells us how to choose. We are his children. Huh? He says, choose life. He set the choice before, but he said, here, choose this. So we want to continue in this path of repentance and righteousness. I mean, it's not some sideline. This is what we're called to do. And we've been empowered to do it. We actually have ears to hear. You wouldn't know it, though, but we do. So there's a word that said there's none so blind as he who will not see. We have eyes to see. I don't want to see that. I don't see where I need to humble myself and account to anybody. If you can't see that, you are blind. I won't back up. Well, Elijah's coming. Well, still. You see what I'm, you see how this has been going on? Do I have a problem with Elijah? No. No. I want Elijah to come. I want Jesus to come. But we want to work righteousness. Because Elijah's coming. Well, let's defraud each other and let's do things without accountability. That's contrary. That just nulls your faith. You know, you saying you believe. You understand that. Us saying we believe Jesus is coming and living like he's not, we need two witnesses. At least two or three. If we say it, then we need to live like it. Well, we do kind of good with saying it. The other, we're very poor. Huh? We're proud about all the things we know about his coming, but we don't live like we know all those things. See? Again, as I was listening to the radio, of course, I have to do it differently now. You know, you have to work with things. Before, I never turned the radio off. I sleep like that. Rose can't do that. She can't sleep. So what? I have to turn it off. See, that's how we have to live together. I go, well, no, we don't turn that thing on. Plus, I snore. I told her, though. I didn't sneak it in on her. You know what I'm saying. Yeah, I try not to, but I still do it. Hallelujah. Well, how do you hear that thing when you sleep? Well, I'm not always sound asleep. You know, I have different levels of consciousness.
Amen.
And sometimes I'm awake for an hour, and then I go, but that's why I leave it on. But now I don't do that because Rose can't sleep with noise. Since I'm a soldier, I learned to sleep with noise and artillery going off and all that. Not a problem. Just like Jesus. He learned to sleep when in the midst of the storm with the ship being tossed about. So I can do it like that. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now, y'all remember what the topic is. Yeah. And he always says to his people, I love you, you know. But as I was listening, I keep hearing Brother Stair and the other one was Simon. These things they say, and then, you know, when I talk about them, it's like, well, what's he talking about? We don't need to hear that. But then we got it going on the radio. This has been ongoing. This is part of my lamentation. You understand? We want to turn the broadcast on. We get, you know, donations for it. Some have given more than others, but, you know, it's by donation. That's how the broadcasts go. Folk give. And I know what goes out over it because I listen. Well, you would think we'd have different fruit since we all say, yeah, we love to listen. Thank God for the broadcast. See, this is another one of my lamentations. And when I talk about it, it seems like I can't, you know, get no satisfaction here. It's like, well, what's he talking about? Y'all don't know. But again, they're talking about unity, no division. I heard Brother Stair. Yeah, really? Y'all didn't hear that? I heard a man talking about us going through that, and we'll have to get together to do it. We aren't going to go through the tribulation with the division. No, y'all didn't hear it? Well, we're going to hear all that and then act foolish. I mean, go. This is foolish. We got this turned on. And of course, Brother Stair, they don't send money because of me. You know that, don't you? No, people donate because they want to hear the prophet preach. Well, are we going to just hear him preach and not do it? I hear him talking about no division. I hear Simon talking about no division. He even went down, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind, all thy soul. Huh? Well, how come when I said, well, we don't need to hear that Elijah's coming? See what I mean? Y'all do hear what I'm saying, don't you? What I'm saying is we come up with something else to obscure this. And this is what we need to do right now. No matter what, even until the end. This is something we're never going to stop doing. Huh? I mean, this is why we're here. This is why God chose us. To work his righteousness, not your own. And I'm speaking about the righteousness of God. Some are offended by it. Some are offended by my praying. Not all, but some. And I wonder, why would anybody saved from sin be offended by my praying? But they do. Oh, we shouldn't do it like that, Pastor Wright. Well, that's not how he saved me. And you will never convince me. You can go in there and shut up all you want. But God did not save me like that. The way God saved me, I'm going to praise him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I just can't imagine. You know, God saving a wretched sinner and he don't think he should use his mouth to give him glory. That's contrary. Yeah, Brother Kirk, that's contrary. I know you talk a lot, brother, but I don't hear you say hallelujah too much. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't. But you don't have to do it unto me. I'm just telling you, this is how God saved me. So if you're trying to convince me I shouldn't do it, you might as well quit. You will not be successful. That's an exercise in futility.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to encourage you and exhort you, huh, to use your mouth. Now, come on, let's be sensible here. God gave us a mouth, a voice, so we can speak. You mean we're supposed to talk about everything but about how he saved us, especially when he gave us a special time and place? You understand? We don't want to go in the library and say, all right, praise God, that's time to be quiet. Tabernacle? No, that's
come
a time. See what I mean?
Right. Hallelujah.
Oh, well, we're in our closet. Well, I'm in my closet too. But you see what's going on in my closet.
See.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, there's some fire going on in my closet.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is in there.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. I still maintain that there's something, you know, wrong when we don't want to use our mouth for the glory of God. You know, we want to dig ponds for him, but we don't want to, you know, join in with the saints. Well, I say hallelujah. We need to say it together. Y'all know that, don't you? Oh, no, Pastor Rice, we'll be worshiping you. Another deception. There's no benefit in worshiping me. And I never ask you to do it. I never ask you to do it. You're a liar if you say that. I worship God. I mean truly. The hour is coming now is when they that worship the Father must worship him in spirit and in truth. I've been living long enough. I've been saved long enough to know what prevents people from using their mouth to give God glory. You can come up with all the spiritual reasons you want to. But I've been in it too long. Been saved too long. Huh? God done too much for me. Yeah. Yeah. He's just been too good to me. You mean we're going to light up and beam when we talk about the grandchildren and we... Huh? Come on here. We don't do that, Pastor Rice. Come on, saints. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Well, you know it makes me feel uncomfortable. Y'all know the answer to that, don't you? Anything you do for God, to God's glory, it's not fun for the flesh. You just put it aside. If you want to do it in the flesh, it's no good anyway. If I'm going to say hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, in the flesh, that's no glory to God.
Right.
If some maintain I do it, but I'm don't slow me down because I know it's a lie.
See. Hallelujah.
I know it's. I don't shout to be seen.
Amen.
I do it because I'm grateful.
Amen.
It is what God has given me.
Right.
And there are some a dumb can't do it, but I'm able. I can make a joyful noise to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I can praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Not only can I desire to.
Amen.
Now we all can, but we don't all have the desire. Figure that out. But we should be in unity. But if I have to make noise like, there we go. If I did that with Rose, then I'd still have the radio on. See what I mean? I see. We don't see, do we? At least we could say, well, you know, let's do this. It's not against the law. I don't like to make a lot of noise, but, you know, I make noise in measure. You understand? We don't have to get as loud as Sister Burgess, but in our measure. Would you understand that one of the reasons Sister Burgess does it the way that she does is to make up for the ones that don't?
Exactly.
Anybody know that? Anybody understand that? Oh, he's going to get the praise.
Hallelujah.
Instead of you all being upset with her, you should understand that she's taking up part of your slack. Because he's going to get the glory. He's going to get the praise. Well, you know, Sister Bertie, she don't do this. Well, she does do this, though. Well, we all have come short. We all have sinned and come short. That don't mean we shouldn't do what we can do. If we do it like that, we won't do anything. You know. I missed the mark. I'm not going to stop praising God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I know there are some times, especially, it was difficult for me. One of them, of course, is, you know, when I'm in transgression. Y'all know that, don't you? I'm just going to talk to you in honesty, okay? Yeah, when I know my hand's in the cookie jar, it's kind of hard. I still can do it, though. But that's one of the most difficult times. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Yeah, because even though, you know, I'm wretched, I still believe I'm saved and that he'll get me through it. Come on. You listen to the devil, he'll say, well, you low down dog, you did this, you did that. Don't let it stop you from giving God the glory. He's still worthy. Hallelujah. Brother Sarah would often say, I wish I was young again. Now, all you spiritual folk can't understand that. See, that's why I get upset. We understand all this about the coming of the Lord, but we can't understand what that simple phrase means. When he said, I wish I was younger, or I wish you would act like you would say. Now, y'all don't know what that means? See what I mean? This is my lamentation. Somebody want to expound on it for me? See what I mean? All we heard, well, what does he mean by I wish I was young again? Huh? Anybody know? Anybody know? Hallelujah. Well, we know, Pastor Rice, but we're not going to humble ourselves. We're not going to work in repentance. We've been like that. Huh? I do it, Pastor Rice, to think that he's better than me. I don't want to think that. No, no, no. That would be a deception for real. And if you think like that, that tells me something. You see that? Praise the Lord. Or we don't have to run around. No, we don't have to. Have you ever heard Brother Sterry expound on that? Oh, I don't have to speak into that. Well, why don't you want to? Why don't you want to run around here for the glory of God? That's what you see what I'm saying?
Amen.
I told you about the time when I couldn't get this foot lifted. I could walk, but it was hard. I remember being out there in the tater field, you know, gathering up them sweet potatoes and stumbling all over myself because I couldn't get that to work. And then one day God healed it. Hallelujah. Brother Kirk would say, here, let me get you one of these braces. We tried it out. Then I did like David. I said, get this thing off of me. I said it like this. I said, God can heal that. And he proved it. Y'all think I'm not going to run around? This is not how I give thanks to God. Now, he's healed you too. How are you going to give? You're going to be sophisticated and reserved in your response? I'm not going to do that. You shouldn't do that. We're lively stones. Begotten again into a lively hope.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. No, you all don't have to pump me up to go. I can do it because it's within me. You understand? Nobody has to. Come on, Pastor Rice, run. You don't have to do that. Come on, Pastor Rice, raise your voice, shout, give praise. You don't have to do that. We shouldn't have to do that. Oftentimes, Brother Stair would say, yeah, after I prompted you. Y'all don't remember that? He'd always talk about our slow response. No. You don't remember him saying we should help Sister Burgess? Well, we lie in the catch. Huh? What are we talking about? Work in righteousness. It's what we're called to do.
Amen.
So I'm listening to the radio and I hear these men of God, Brother Stair, Brother Simon, speak these things. I mean, they just get right down in my heart. And I said, I wonder why when I talk about them, there's so much resistance, yet they got the broadcast on so they can hear. Why do we turn it on? Anybody know? Huh? Hello? Am I talking wrong? Come on, bro. You can liven up over there. Now, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It is sort of strange, you know, we turn the broadcast and this is how they talk. You know, we got to be one. Ain't be no divisions. This was one of Brother Stair's old, he was preaching hard, man. But this is one of the things he was saying. Then Simon come right behind him with the same thing. No. No. Well, Pastor, we don't want to be divided. That's why we need to get rid of you. That's not it. Maybe that's how we say it.
Hallelujah.
If we truly don't want to be divided, we won't be.
Right.
What we have is some unwillingness going on.
Right.
When folk really want something, they work together to accomplish it. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they find the things that help them and the things that don't, they corporately. That's what we're doing. You know, because there's opposition against us being one mind. It challenges our anonymity, our callings, and our being above everybody. Rightfully so, because we can't be together like that. So, of course, it comes against your self-seeking. All the things of God come against everything concerning you. And me. Hallelujah. When I went in the military, they gave us all the same uniforms. I know they had one movie about Private Benjamin. She sort of put a twist on things, but what you saw in Private, I didn't see it. I just heard about it. But that's not how it was with me. I didn't say, no, drill sergeant, I don't like camouflage. I don't wear combat boots. See what I mean? Because, you know, in the army, a soldier surrendered, signed my life over, and we won't do as much for Jesus, though. That's why I'm convicted, because I know how I did, and I do know how I submitted. I don't want to do it better over there than I do over here. That's my conviction. When the man said, show up, I showed up. He said, wear this uniform, I wore. He said, be here. You know, I missed the mark, but I was shooting. And when I missed the mark, I was able to and willing to receive whatever was coming my way. I told you, I stood before on the carpet. One time it was because they were going out to the field. And I played out late that night. Drank too much and wasn't ready to get up, Brother Spencer. So, you know, one monkey don't stop the show. They still moved out. Oh, where's Sergeant Rice? Well, finally he showed up, but he was late. So I had to stand before Colonel Schott. I was willing. I said, well, what are you going to do, Colonel? I didn't do it like that.
Right. Amen.
I was hoping for mercy.
Right.
Of course, Colonel Schott knew my work because I worked for him. So he didn't have to ask anybody, does Sergeant Rice do this, do that? He knew. And my work helped him get work. Yeah. Sure. We were at 5th Corps headquarters, Frankfurt, Germany. So I've been at every level. I didn't ever want to work in a Corps headquarters. Because all you got up there is desk jockeys. You know what I'm. They sit down and write up things for people to do. You imagine me in a job like that? I was there, but I started down in the ranks. Yeah, I was up there with the captain. He loaned a totem pole. You work in the Corps headquarters. Captain Major, they no weight at all. You start picking up the weight with the light colonel and the general. So that's where I worked for about 3 years. That's where I stepped on it. So I had to stand before the colonel. Been better if I could, you know, stand before another sergeant, but it wasn't like that. I stand before Colonel Schott, who was actually a colonel promotable, which means that when his number came around, he was general. And it was a grave offense, you know. Being late for formation when you're just going to go down to the gym and play ball is different than being absent when you're moving out. So I received mercy. I obtained mercy. I sure loved it too. You know, I gave well before, but after that, brother, I gave a little bit more. And I'm not going to do it in the natural and not do it in the spiritual. So when I get called on the carpet by the Lord, then I ask for some mercy. I'm not going to be arrogant about it. Nonchalant, passive, lukewarm. Huh? Am I talking right?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now, are you all here because you want to hear from the Lord, or this is just something we have to do? You don't ask to answer, just, you know, examine yourself. But I believe what he's saying is this from God? Judgment now. We've already decided that God can't. That's faith. Now, is he doing it? That's judgment. You know, the weight of your matters. Always in place. The letter is going to kill you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
So here we are in the Feast of Tabernacles. You know, it's a special season, special time. So I'm going to read another scripture. Y'all have time. Y'all do like Cheryl. Cheryl's not stopping. You know, you got to polish your shoes. Take them out, polish them. Don't try to find something to do that won't let you be here, though. You understand. Got to pick your nose. Go ahead, do it. Just, you know, just don't do anything where you have to absent yourself. Yeah, we won't be here very long. It's just, one of the things that happened when I started to do this, I was challenged. No, when he used it on the broadcast, Brother Stare never did that. See, we're looking at the letter. That's what I'm talking about. And I said, well, I think we need to do it. But I had great opposition. Of course, Brother Stare's dining hall preaching, mine's different.
Yeah,
I'm more to the point. Brother Stare went around and around on tangents, this and that. Sure. I just get right to the point. I didn't say he was doing it wrong. But this is why I say we can use this on the broadcast, because I get to the point. We're only here a short time, I promise you. But I can say something precise, concise, that edifies the body that's right now. That bears witness to what all the prophets said. Brother Stare and the rest of them too. Should we esteem Brother Stare above Jeremiah? No. No. Not above Malachi either. No, all the prophets give witness to Jesus Christ.
Amen. That's
work of Prophet Stair is not against the work of Jeremiah. No, it's not. Of course, Jeremiah had a hard time, you know. He wasn't very well loved. That should tell us something about ourselves. But I got great opposition about using this for broadcast. And what that was letter. No judgment. Letter killeth. Spirit gives life. Now everybody still don't agree with that. Not only some think I shouldn't do it on the broadcast, some think we shouldn't even do it. You understand that? We don't have to go into the hows and whys. You know I'm telling the truth. Hallelujah. But the time and judgment keeps showing up. It keeps showing up, so I guess that's what God is speaking to us. But one of the things I want to say is that, you know, God does things in seasons.
Yeah.
That's what this, I'm going to read. You understand? And this is a special season. This is where, you know, God's going to do something special for those that have faith. You know, not just say, well, this is another one of them feast days. You know, they want us to stop milking the cows and go to certain. No, we can milk the cows and still gather. They want us to stop doing this. And no. We want to put the gathering first, though. You know, this is the season for us to get what God has for us. Not that I can specifically tell you, but I know that this is the season that God's going to do something for us, huh? To help us and to glorify Him. One of the old sayings is, you make hay while the sun is shining. Isn't that simple? If you believe it's going to rain, then you put your board in the bath. Stuff like that, you know. But we believe that this is the season, Feast of Tabernacles. We ought to believe that it's a time for God to enhance His people, to further them. We ought to know that. We ought to, you know, have that earnest expectation and hope. You know, not nonchalant. Well, we're going to have service tonight, man. You want me to actually look like I want like to be here?
Hallelujah. Glory.
That's what I get, you know. I'm here, but, you know, I'm sitting down on the outside, but I'm standing up on the inside. You know, that sort of deal. Yeah, I'm here, Pastor Rice, but, you know. Well, there's no service to God if you're here like that. You know, the things I'm saying, they shouldn't have to be said. Really. You know that, don't you? Somebody ought to be helping me, telling me that. I need to hear it too, you know. You know, I need somebody to say, brother, your labor is not in vain. Hallelujah. Help me, Jesus. I'm running out of time, saints. And that's what happens with time. There's only so much of it. I'm running out of time, saints. Or we're running out of time. And we can say it in word. We can say it in deed. If we say it in deed, it'll foster some unity. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the things we do that foster division, we're not saying we're going to run out of time. No, we're not. That's contrary. We think we're going to run out of time, then we move with fear. We walk circumspectly. We redeem the time. We don't just read them in the book. You know, it alters the way we live, how we deal with our brother. Sure. We've got a lot of Jesus Christ is coming in, by the lips, not otherwise. You know, Jesus Christ coming, we want to get over here and love Pastor Rice. But now we find some reason to disdain him. Or anybody else. I'm just using me for an example. I'm sure you can find a reason. I didn't say you couldn't. I said you shouldn't. Because there's a greater reason. Hallelujah. No, I didn't say I'm impeccable. See, I have to say these things because, as the Spirit goes out. I'm justified. Saved by grace. Yeah, I'm not impeccable. Yeah, the impeccable one lives in me. Hallelujah. That is what we must confess. That Jesus Christ is coming our brother. I see. Well, then you ought to treat him like that. It's one thing to say it, and then you won't look him in the eye. That's contrary. Find occasion to walk around him and avoid him. That's contrary. Huh? Do you want to look Jesus in the eye? Well, when he shows up, I will. See, that's how we are. To everything, there's a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. See there? There it is. And there is. So this time, it is the Feast of Tabernacles. We've already gone through the Feast of Trumpets and the Day of Atonement. Huh? That was special time, special happening. God did what he was going to do. And even during this time, God's going to do what we want to be a part of it.
Yeah.
We want to have some expectancy and some hope and some yielding. See what I'm saying? God has done all kinds of things and people missed it. On the day of Pentecost, everybody didn't get a taste. Then there's the account of the man by the pool or all those folks. That was a certain season. See what I mean? Yeah, a certain season. Not just any time, every time. That was a season that an angel came down and troubled the water. And at that time, you had peculiar favor. You get in that water, you'd be whatever it was. Rheumatism, blindness, leprosy, whatever disease. Yeah, but only at that season. Of course, that was just a type. Because the one who works through all seasons showed up. How about that? Huh? He said, would you be made whole? Well, when the season comes, everybody get in my way. He said, behold, the man of all seasons. Hallelujah. Glory. Praise the Lord. Bro Paul, you ought to get excited in here. Hallelujah. God's always done it that way. Huh? I mean, a time for everything. Time for the bringing in of the Gentiles. It's always been when God chose a natural people, the Gentiles were already in. You know that, don't you? That's why he told Abraham, all nations. But then there was a time of bringing them in. See what I mean? God has a time. There's a time for the coming of the Lord. If we can understand that, we need to understand the other. Because there's a time before the coming of the Lord. Well, this is the time that we're in. And we get to looking at that and forget about this, we're going to miss that. Don't tell me you're looking for that and we can't do this. Dwell together in unity. Love one another. Serve one another. Come on here. This is my message. I've got no problem with the other part, the coming, but I'm saying this is the way to it. The way of the cross leads home. Stay in the trenches.
Yeah.
Huh? I know you might get put off with me. Just say, Pastor Rice, boy, he's a hard booger, but I'm going to work with him.
Yeah.
Do it like that.
Yeah.
Y'all want to hear some revelation? That's how I have to do it. I know you. Well, you know, I'm so high-minded and know so many things, and Pastor Rice don't have any trouble with me. Well, I don't. That's because I know what to do. I could have trouble with you, but I've got grace, I've got power, you know, I've got not to have trouble with you. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Yeah. Not me as a man, Christ in me, like I believe in you. Huh? Yeah, Christ in the flesh. This is flesh. So, yeah, believe in me. Yeah, let not your heart be troubled. Praise the Lord. All right, my time's running out. Don't give me the hook. Hallelujah. Amen. But yeah, this is a time we need to expect. Don't be distracted. Not when God's getting ready to do something. We want to be a partaker of it. Well, Pastor Rice, can you tell me? I can't. I don't know. You see, but I'm telling you the pattern how God works. He's never gone. We've never gone through a season without God working out of it. Never. Of course, many have missed it. But that we don't have seasons that God don't do anything.
Amen.
It's the appointed time, appointed season. Yeah, not for the heathen, for God's people.
Yeah.
You know, God said, I've made known unto you my Sabbath. Now, other folk have problems. Even some of us have problems. Some of us like to find stuff to do on the Sabbath day. We really shouldn't. There's nothing we don't have to cut any grass. We don't have to make any preparation. But we do. Oh, Pastor Rice, yeah, I understand. What do you want us to do? Do it to the letter? No, we want to do it by the Spirit. Praise the Lord. But there's really nothing we have to do. I mean, not too much. A little bit here, a little bit there. We don't wait till the Sabbath to kick our ox in the pit so we can pull them out. One thing to pull them out on the Sabbath day, but others kick him in there so he can pull him out. You understand? We can go by this rule. Is it right to do good on the Sabbath? And of course, the answer is yes. Hallelujah. Of course, they didn't answer him because he was standing before this man. They knew what he was going to do. Yeah, you know. And they didn't want to bear witness to the truth, so they didn't answer him. Jesus was angry. Huh? Yeah, we think, well, I don't have to answer. Well, we should answer. We should acknowledge the truth. We should bear witness to the truth. Love the truth. Walk in the truth. This, huh? Yeah. Not just be nonchalant concerning the truth. I mean, we should be fervent. Yeah, that's the truth. You know, yeah, we should leap inside. Yeah, that's the truth. Oh, that old wretched Pastor Rice, he's talking about me, low down dog. No, don't do it like that. You already told me you believe that God could work righteousness. You told me that. Oh, but the judgment, Pastor Rice, he's not doing it. Well, that's a bad judgment. But times and seasons, you know, what we like to do is things on our own schedule. And since God is God, he does things on his schedule. How would it be if God, well, wait a minute, God, Mel's got to make the cheese. Oh, hold up, she got to do the kefir. Wait a minute, he got to fix the truck. God, we can't do that. That's the tail wagging the dog.
See.
We like for do God like that. God, don't you know I got to do this? Well, what we need to do is yield to God. To present our bodies. Brother, that would always say, this is not going to prevent us from doing what we need to do. He said that after he preached a long time. These little time that I'm preaching, it definitely won't prevent us from doing what we need to do. We need to do this. Hallelujah. Times and seasons now. Yeah, when there was a time that the man came forth. John saw him, pointed out at the time. Yep, perfect time. It was a time for him to be offered up. Because before that, they never could lay their hands on him. Then he said, my time is now come. So God in seasons and time. If we think we know something about time, then we ought to know something about time. That God does. There's a time for everything. A time for every purpose under the heaven. Yeah, every purpose. There's time. Now it's the time of the Feast of Tabernacles. It's the time for the saints to gather.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. All right.
And hopeful expectation.
Yeah.
Not under duration.
Yeah.
That's no good. Well, I'm here, Pastor. Now, why don't you say, hey, Lord, I'm here.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm going to open up my meal barrel. Lord, I'm going to open up my meal barrel. Now, why don't you do it like that? Hallelujah. But we show up well, you know. Pastor Rice, he don't know about the two witnesses and keep his eyes on Jerusalem. Ain't no need for us to worship. Well, I do know about all of that. Hallelujah. It don't prevent me from doing this.
Amen.
What we like to say is we know about all this, so we can't do that.
Right.
That's wicked.
Right.
Praise the Lord, saints. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. All right, so we know what we need for accountability. This is just an example. We want to be accountable in everything. All right? Because it's what's required. Because we're stewards. So not only we want accountability. Itemize cost for each item and each service. What, don't leave anything out. Come clean. Willingly. Praise the Lord. Huh? You know, it's one thing for the wife to serve you dinner like this. Another like this. You know. Don't make sure you when you serve it, you serve it like this. Don't throw it at me.
Right.
Why do you say that, Pastor Rice? Anybody know?
Yes.
We want to see the repentance working. I told you, God's trying it.
Yes. Thank you.
You leave it up to us. Yeah, I'm the most repentant one, most humble one in here. Well, God proves that. He did humble himself, you know. He's not requiring something of you that he didn't require of himself. He did humble himself. He was obedient, you know. We don't have to be obedient. Where if we find somebody to tell us? Well, God makes sure there's somebody to tell you. How about that? Judgment. Mercy. Faith. Those weightier matters. Huh? We ought to do this and not to leave the other undone. Praise the Lord, saints.
Hallelujah.
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 All right, Brother Timothy. You sound off loud now, brother. Don't right. Be mumbling under your breath.
Lord, thank you, Heavenly Father, once again, for your determination to save us, your love for us, oh God, that you set your love upon us, and that won't fail. And so help us not to overlook the obvious, oh God, that we need to dwell together in unity and strive for that, if first and foremost, that brother love continue, and work in righteousness. And we're able, Lord, because you made us able. So thank you, Father, for Pastor Rice to labor and minister to the saints and help us to receive one another, oh God. Every brother, every sister. I'm convicted, Lord. I said, woe is me, I'm undone, Lord, and been missing the mark. But I thank you for that repentance, oh God, that bring me that place of godly sorrow so that that my sins will go before me. And thank you for the blood that never loses power, Lord, and send your son. And you made it simple for us, oh God, but it seemed like we complicate things. So help me, Lord. I need help. We all need help. And you are helping us. And thank you for the prophet sent. Let us know you're coming in our lifetime, oh God. So if we can receive the prophet, we can receive the pastor, we can receive one another. We're able, Lord. In fact, we're well able. So help us to believe it. Like the prophets say, act on the knowledge. Just get it done this day. We want to be hearers and doers. And I know time's running out, Lord. So I thank you for giving us an opportunity to redeem the time, Lord, and offering us a space of repentance.
Yes, Lord.
And there's just a few that even have that opportunity, Lord. Help us not neglect it, oh God. Oh, unite our hearts to fear, Lord. We'll move into fear, Lord, and comfort the Holy Ghost. And thank you, Lord, again, that you have rewarded us according to our deeds. You dealt us bountifully. And so thank you for giving us a space to repent, Lord. Help us to walk in it. Thank you for your mercy and for your soon return. Lord, come, Lord Jesus. Come in your care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, there is a note here I need to read if I can find it. Rose left us a note. Who's got it? Right here. Look here. Y'all listen up. Oh, thank you, Lord. All right, open letter to sisters and brothers. I just returned from a follow-up to the dentist because the searing pain in my head and jaws is worse. Even a week after the implant procedure, I learned that the intensity of the pain should hopefully level out in the next week or so. If I refrain from talking, rest, and avoid a secondary infection. I really did not expect this procedure to be so incapacitating. Thank you for your kindness, standing in the gap. I'm learning the discipline of suffering. Thank you, Jesus. By his stripes, I'm healed. My love to all the brethren. I miss you. Maranatha, Sister Rose. Amen. Maranatha, the Lord bless you.
Grown lips cover them. Let burning coals fall upon them. Let them be cast into the fire, into deep pits, that they rise not up again. Let not an evil speaker be established in the earth. Evil shall hunt the violent man to overthrow him. I know that the Lord will maintain the cause of the afflicted and the right of the poor. Surely the righteous shall give thanks unto thy name. The upright shall dwell in thy presence.
When is the Lord going to come back again? I thought it was going to be the sixth temple, but it didn't happen for this sixth temple. That has me wondering, is he going to come back next year, next sixth temple? I keep constantly looking forward every single year for him to come back in sixth temple. When all the feast days come together 1 month, that's what the prophet said that time. So that's what I wanted to see about, so I asked the question. So when's the Lord going to come back again? Next year in sixth temple? Doesn't know it's going to be September. He spoke about that before. And he also brought it down to even what day and what time. Remember correctly, he said, you know, it was going to be like in a Sunday early morning. It was like Saturday into Sunday, kind of like a Sunday early morning kind of thing, from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., somewhere around there, in September, and all the feast days come together. And that's what I've been telling everybody. I've been telling everybody it's going to be on Sunday morning between 3 and 6 in September, on a certain day at the end of the month. That's what the clients are seeking and looking for. But every time a year and month goes through, it's the same thing. That's what they're going to see about. Time is clicking.
Hi, Brother Spear. Listen to the show right now. It's, let's see, what's today's date? Today is 10:13. I'm listening to the show. I'd like to... The free tape, it sounds very interesting, the ram and the goat. And I'm listening on WSNR, F620 AM in Brooklyn, New York, Benson intersection. You're coming in loud and clear. And I think I got it. Good night.
I just want to say that you sound just like Brother Steeldale standing in front of all those people. I can't believe it, but I'm actually listening to you, and you sound just like him. It's amazing. So you're following right after him really well. The things he's saying is perfectly right on with Brother Steele he's saying. How are you doing that? You must have followed after him really well. You must have learned after him pretty good. Because what you're saying and you're acting, what you're doing right now, is exactly right on with how Prophet was saying, you know. He was saying things just like you, and you're saying things right on, just like the Prophet. Both of you are so close together, alike in your preaching and your preaching and your talking and everything. It's just perfect. It's amazing. I'm listening to you, and it's like, wow, listen to this. It sounds like we have another Brother Steele out here. It sounds like we have another Prophet here standing. It's amazing. How do you get so close to his words and his understanding and his talk? How do you do that, you know? So that's the thing, you know, I wanted to go and see about. So, I don't know. What else do you want me to say, you know? It's just so cool, you know. I can be able to listen up on the phone, listen on the internet, and listen to what's going on. So the preaching is really good. I like what he's saying, agree with what he's saying. It sounds just like the Prophet, you know, all over again. And I'm so close, how amazing how close he is right on. And so that's what I want to say, you know. Some really good stuff, you know. I want to let you know the way how I feel and the way how I understand things. And, you know, I feel that's a really good thing, you know. We're used to doing here all the time. Keeping it going, even though he passed away, you're still keeping it going and doing what you can to keep it going. And I like to learn more about this stuff as time goes on. I'm not saying too much. Maybe I'm not saying enough. I don't know. So I found there's a lot of phone numbers you can call to listen. I never dialed the phone numbers yet, see if they all work or not yet, but I did try a few phone numbers to call, and they do work when I listen in. That's pretty cool. I have to check out a few of the numbers that came across and that time, and that's how it is. So, what else can I say, you know? Just keep on listening and learning and see what else comes up.